When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fly, just like a large, so many more, 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P, nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
It is tough because you have an athlete who you enjoy watching so much over the years, and you know, you have the South Florida connection, you know, but there is so much drama that surrounds him, and you never know with the social media stuff and how it's going to go and the sensitivity to it all. And you know, we're always going to have the great moments, but you know, I was really hoping that we could see all of this through, and to know that this breakup seemed inevitable, but now that it's here, it's tough. And so I can't believe that I have to bring the South Florida sports fan the news that Odell Beckham Jr. is no longer a Miami Dolphin. Why didn't Shams warn me?
And Leroy is going to bring you another PSA. And that is, Father Time, still undefeated.
Oof.
Mm. Like, well, what do you guys, like, I say this all the time. And for some reason, if you like the guy, you think he going, Father Time going to miss him. And if you hate the guy, Father Time, go get him earlier.
Well, can we talk about this? The fact that when I was out one summer, that this guy, one week this summer, that Frog Boy spent an entire week campaigning for this?
Yes.
I don't know. And that was campaigning.
Yeah. Marcos, did we not fight every day about this?
Hard to say.
Every day. And what I said was, is that I don't care how much it cost. A third wide receiver with all the guys that you had. Keep in mind, Craycraft, you had the new guys that you brought. Like, what is that money going to get you?
I don't know, but the thing that's funny is the first thing that he did was go and dance on Odell's dolphin grave right on the NFL Instagram account.
The guy who wanted him here.
Well, I don't know if I wanted him here necessarily. But it's really tough to say. It was a long summer.
No, it wasn't.
My head is cloudy. If you guys have the clips, no. I'd be willing to.
Can I just tell you, you came in hot. You that was your signing of the summer. Right? And I can't for the life of me figure out that the guy who wanted him so bad was the first guy to go scorched earth on him.
He goes, built a career off one catch, SMH, in the in NFL comments, which he has. This has gone viral in the comments because he's got 6,188 likes agreeing with him.
Wow.
But he's also upset because he's got about 130 people just mad at him for saying such a thing about a
really so bad
a longtime NFL star.
Star
it's right here. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
That he said that, because that is not.
It is ridiculous. I agree.
It's not true at all. But here's
how is it not true at all, Leroy?
It's not.
How is it not true at all?
Go look at his numbers.
He legitimately like changed how receivers want to catch. Like he made that cool.
So, but that's not even.
No, no.
That's not even that. It's that we get to this point with all athletes who are aging. All of them.
But he's been aging for like and, six no, seasons on. Then.
But he's been, but injuries make that process, you know, a little, you know, makes it more difficult. Mm. But the fact that if we take any of our old athletes, any guy that's been in the league for a while, we do the same thing.
Yeah, the and old don't like, have it like they used to.
And you don't, like, it. It's a shame.
Imagine peaking in your rookie year.
You, if you play a certain type of football when you're 25, for some asinine reason, folks think that you're supposed to play like that till you're 40.
Can I just make one counterpoint to all this? Because I know everybody's just kind of mad at the Dolphins and they're like, ah, they're fine with the decision because Malik Washington seems like he's coming on. Can I just, have a kernel of worry that I just like to throw out there, because I know the Dolphins got to open up some spaces. Seems like some guys are coming back, but is their number one receiver not playing with a wrist that's dangling by a thread? Like, is this the smartest thing in the world to just get rid of what essentially could be an insurance policy? Because he says that he wants a bigger opportunity. Like, if you have a guy, if your star receiver is banged up, shouldn't you kind of keep on to Odell just in case?
Here's the assumption that you're making. Okay? You're making the assumption that if Odell got more opportunities, he would be better.
No, I'm not assuming anything. I'm just saying, hear me out. I'm just saying this is my one counter to it. This is an offense that's very hard to learn. We've seen receivers try and come in here and make grave mistakes. It's mm-hmm. ended in disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyreek Hill has told you all year that he's playing on this thing that might need surgery. And so, you know, just, I'm just saying in this sport, one guy, we've seen this with the quarterback. One guy gets tripped up. Should you have let it, like, what do we got, a month left in the season? Like, I don't really see the upside of it. Why not keep him there just in case? Because football.
Because even just in case wasn't contributing. Even just in case wasn't good enough. Even just in case they thought they had somebody who could do those things. That's why the just in case doesn't matter. Okay? I get it. So you want some type of security, you know, you have a veteran presence in the line. But have you seen him running routes and catching balls?
Yeah, he hasn't looked impressive.
Okay.
He hasn't looked impressive.
You have somebody else that's coming on that can do that. You have guys coming back. Like, to make this, like, man, like, here's what we do with older players. Oh, well, he can give us a little bit. They see him every day. Maybe he can't.
Oh,
well. We've seen him run routes. We've seen him take a stab at the ball. That ain't Odell. That ain't the Odell we know or we think we're going to get.
I get it. He's not the guy that he used to be. And certainly,
and so go
like
ahead
a long time ago.
Go ahead, wait. Here's
long,
the thing.
Long time
here's,
ago.
Here's the thing that people say. Okay, but 30 or 50% Odell is better than what we have. Is
no.
it?
No, I'm saying if we end up with zero of Cheetah, who are we going to? Like, we're going to just...
You think, okay, so if you have zero of Cheetah, you think if you then put Odell Beckham in there, that's going to suffice? They're telling you no.
Okay, well, are they telling me no, or is he upset because Odell's been a bit of a, you know, a drama case his whole career, and he was sick of getting no opportunities, and he was down on the depth chart?
You've seen him when he goes into games. What did he do?
He caught that slant one time.
There you go.
I think he had five catches this whole season.
I think he had nine for 55 yards.
Whoa, yeah, Hall of Famer, everyone.
Listen, do you understand what you are saying? I don't see what the big deal of keeping.
I don't. I really think that the whole thing is, I feel like it's kind of one of these things where it feels like they're trying to, I guess, do right by him in some ways. You know, him, Mike McDaniel sold him on coming here. And all right, like, here's what happened. You have these two star receivers. Jonnu Smith has turned out to be a sensation. So you're at best four. Malik Washington has come along. He's, you know, now going to that. So now he's fifth. I'm just saying, football happens. We can go into this week and, like, what if Cheetah ends up having something happen to that wrist and he's not good to go? Like, you don't.
He's still going to be playing the same amount of time he's playing based on what he's done.
What are we going to put back out there? Grant DuBose? That worked out great last time.
Here, you're thinking of the name. They're thinking, and I'm seeing the production. He doesn't look like the Odell you think you have in your mind.
No, but I'm not expecting the Odell in my mind.
Then what are you expecting?
I'm literally talking about an insurance policy. Like, insurance, he's there.
What if he can't play? What good is an insurance policy that can't play?
But Leroy, there's also guys who are just playing way better than him. I'm saying, what if you lose one of those guys? What if you lose one of those guys? That's my point.
You're making my point for me. If you have to go all the way down to five or six and you have guys returning, then what good is that insurance?
You don't have guys returning. Like this, that's the case. I'm saying, Grant DuBose, the last time that he was out there, he lost a game for the Dolphins.
That's what he's even down the list. But
Cheetah doesn't seem like he's going to miss him, because it's hard not to feel like this was a subtle jab at him. Or he's just a troll. I don't know. But it was said in the reports that they were looking at, you know, Odell and the Dolphins mutually parted ways because Odell wanted a place with more opportunities. And soon thereafter, Tyreek Hill tweeted, "Take advantage of your opportunity."
Right. But it's not here. You could look at that two ways. He could have been talking about what he did with the Dolphins, or he could have been talking about, go ahead, player, you know, take advantage of it.
I don't think that's what he's doing.
But I'm just like, dude, we have to stop doing this. Like, what if Odell had to play a whole football game?
Mm-hmm.
Could he help this team win?
I don't know.
That's the point. That's the point. Look at what week you're in, and you're still saying, I don't know?
But
move on.
Okay, but it's just my whole point of it is, like, you're not getting anything for him and there's no consequence. You know he's not going to hit his incentives. So I'm just saying, if God forbid something happens this week and you need for the last three games somebody with some experience, what if Jonnu Smith gets hurt? What if Tyreek Hill gets hurt?
Wait.
This is an offense we've seen, like, it's not easy to just pick up on the fly.
What part of, and I'm confused here. What part of, he might not be able to play, that still makes you think he can be an insurance policy and go in and play?
Yeah, but he has three guys that are really good in front of him.
So, based on what you saw out of Odell Beckham,
mm-hmm.
you're telling me if he had more reps, he would be better?
That's obviously not. I don't understand why you think I'm arguing.
Because that's all that matters.
It's not. Hold on one second. Hold on, dude. One of the things that ruined the Dolphins this season is they legitimately didn't have anybody who could run the offense when Tua went down.
Correct.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is this cost the Dolphins nothing. He's already there. And last year, I don't know if you remember this, they lost both of their pass rushers and had to sign dudes off the street. So all I'm saying is, I agree with you. He ain't what he is. He very clearly came into the season more banged up. All I'm saying is, wait a minute. You're just letting him go because he wants more opportunity. But God forbid something happens to one of your top three guys, and then I'm relying on who? A rookie and a Packers practice squatter?
But you're still making the assumption he can play
above those guys?
No, you're making an argument that if he got more opportunity, he would be able to outperform the guys that would have to come in and play. And I'm telling you, father time doesn't work like that. He might not be able to play.
Okay.
That's why this becomes easier.
Yeah, and I think also just the name, like he wants more of a chance somewhere.
Okay, you think he's going to get a chance somewhere else?
Oh, for sure. Someone's
going to. Really?
Yeah, someone will pick him up.
Okay. Okay, and then what if he doesn't? Then what?
I don't know. I guess I was wrong. But I think that somebody will pick him up.
Okay. All right. There you go.
I'm telling you,
we take great players all the time. And when they get later on in their career, we make the assumption that they can help.
But did this happen?
They might not be able to physically play.
Did you see last night, though, what happened with the 49ers?
Yeah, guy walked off.
Because he's like, oh, you guys are replacing him with the guy whose job I had all year. And then that guy got hurt. And then all of a sudden, oh, now you want me. And he walked off. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Who are the most notorious guys to do that? Vontae Davis and Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown. Nobody did like Vontae.
And Vontae retired. He was done.
Yeah. Vontae did it at halftime.
Rest in peace.
I would say that Antonio Brown, he was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, so you don't know where his mind was. And I don't really know what the mindset of this guy was. I try to think if there was ever a time that I would do something like that. And you get caught up in the game so much that I would always say, oh, you put, like, I remember one time, I give a perfect example. It was preseason. We talking about preseason. And I had just come off a year where I was, I think, an alternate to the Pro Bowl. And the very next year I got hurt and I limped for the whole year. I had a partial tear and I didn't get the surgery. And I limped all year. I played with a brace. Oof. That following offseason, they drafted Tommy Vardell. Right?
Old TD Tommy.
So when we go through camp and everything, I'm back or whatever. I'm back, ready to go. They play Tommy in the first half. And then they play me like I'm a rookie that played in the second half. Now I'm hot. I'm mad simply because, like, the rookies play second half. That's just the way it goes. But because they drafted Tommy ninth, they moved me back after, you know, the couple of years I had. So I'm hot. I remember running the ball one time. And Bill looked over at me and said, that's the way to run the ball. And I may have said some things. But I ain't come out. I was just mad. I wanted the football.
That's easy, fine. What'd you say?
Also, I can't say it. But also, that's the same year. The very first couple of weeks of the season, Tommy got hurt. So then they put me in. I ended up going to the Pro Bowl that year.
Can we just agree that I'm sorry about this argument? It's Frog Boy's fault in the first place. He wanted Odell Beckham Jr. He wanted him here, and now he dances on his grave.
For me,
career off of one catch.
This argument has always been the same with Marcos and with you. And we have this argument about various players all the time. And that argument is, you get so caught up in the name that you don't realize that these guys are getting old and it's not the same person. And you expect the same person. And we have this argument about other players. And it's not a knock on the player. It's just that father time is undefeated. And you may see the same player. You may see the same. But that player has learned how to do it differently. to be productive. But when it ends, and it ends with everybody, when it ends, if you let it get to that point, it always ends like Marcos talking about Odell.
Yeah.
Put another name on the player there. Everybody does it the same way. I'll give you another perfect example. Chris Carter in Miami.
Oh, total bum.
That's my point. Yeah. When you find him, Chris Carter. He was in year like 15. What the hell did you think you were going to get?
His hands were in year 15.
Different, though.
But that's my point. What's the difference between Chris Carter and Odell Beckham? Other than name and fame.
A speed school in Boca.
But when you understand what I'm saying, you guys do this with players in sports, and I am the first person to tell you because I went through it. The only thing that I didn't do is I wasn't that guy that was on that team that got what you guys what Marcos is giving Odell.
Just some
I didn't go that route. I knew how my body felt, and I was honest with myself. So, yes, this happens all the time. You guys see the star, the name, what the guy has been, and that's who you want playing, but that ain't the guy that's showing up.
Thanks a lot, Froggy.
That sucks. Not my fault.
It is your fault. Totally you wanted lost. Him here.
You know he's going to be a Hall of Famer, right?
What? No, okay, this is egregious.
Right with DeMar DeRozan.
Why is he
go
a Hall of Famer?
I looked at his numbers.
Trust me, I spent
He's
all morning
looking. He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
I looked at his numbers. He has less receiving yards than Ted Ginn. He has less receiving yards than Mike Wallace.
There's no way that's true.
I swear to God, he has less receiving yards.
I don't believe you.
Let's look up the numbers. First of all,
we got to take a break. I'll let you look up the numbers during the break. It's Football Friday, brought to you in part by your South Florida Chevy dealers. You're looking for more power capability and technology with Chevy trucks. You're ready for anything Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. It is a Football Friday. We got lots to get into. Your Dolphins got a monster game. Weird stuff happened in a terrible game last night. We'll take a break. Back after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.